Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My delegation would like to express its sincere gratitude for your leadership on guiding the substantive discussion in this May session. Our appreciation also extends to your team, as well as civil society and Hibakushas in particular, for their contribution. Having listened to the discussion in the May session and your summary today, I'd like to make the following comments as my preliminary observation. Firstly, my delegation, like many other delegations, has made its best effort to contribute constructively to the discussions in each panel through statements and working papers in which we expressed our thoughts and proposals based on the progressive approach in order to take forward multilateral nuclear disarmament negotiations. My overall impression is that while we all share the goal to achieve a world free of nuclear weapons, in terms of how the views and approaches to nuclear disarmament varies, mainly depending on how to assess the strategic security environment, as well as how to capture the concept of security and others. While the difference was not salient in some panels, it seems to be clearer in others. Secondly, now our work focuses on the next step to prepare a final report and recommendations to the General Assembly. While acknowledging the difficulty of compiling the various issues and proposals in one document, and also that the report is a document of different nature from the Chair's synthesis paper, my delegation would like to request you and your team to consider the following points. First, I'd like to reiterate my statement on the May 2nd on the synthesis paper to request you and your team to reflect the progressive approach and our proposal in the report and recommendations in a proper manner. Second, given that OP7 of Resolution 7033 requests not just recommendation but agreed recommendations, we expect that all participants of this working group to reach a consensual agreement on the recommendations, keeping in mind that this is also an established practice in nuclear disarmament fora, including the NPT. Third, I'd like to request you to make the best use of the coming intersessional period for further consultation with us to converge our different views as much as possible. Having said that, Mr. Chairman, I'm looking forward to continuing our endeavor with you and your team, and I assure you my delegation full support and cooperation. I thank you.